Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 4.3 million hectares of tropical primary forest are lost every year, equivalent to the area of Denmark, and at a rate of 11 football fields per minute, which is a sobering reality that we need to confront. The World Resources Institute, that is the WRI, released its Global Forest Watch annual report, and the key finding is that despite a 36% decline from the 2024 peak, the pace of deforestation remains far above what is needed to meet the Glasgow Leaders' Declaration commitment of halting deforestation by 2030. First, let's understand what primary tropical forest is. Primary tropical forest refers to naturally regenerated forest of native species with no clearly visible signs of human activity. What makes this significant is that it is the most ecologically valuable forest type because it stores the most carbon per hectare, contains the greatest biodiversity including endemic species, and cannot be replaced by plantations in terms of ecosystem function. Once primary forest is lost, the carbon stored over centuries is released, and the ecosystem services, water regulation, species habitat, soil retention, are severely degraded. Secondary forest, or regrowth, stores far less carbon and supports less biodiversity. Now, let's look at why there was a drop in the 2025 data. The 36% decline from 2024 is primarily attributed to Brazil's performance. Brazil achieved a 41% reduction in non-fire primary forest loss in 2025 under President Lula da Silva's stricter enforcement of the Amazon Fund and IBAMA, that is Brazil's Environmental Protection Agency, after the reversal of Bolsonaro-era policies. Brazil accounts for approximately 40% of all remaining tropical primary forest. Crucially, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Indonesia also saw slight improvements. However, fire-related losses and losses in other parts of Africa, such as Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, and Cameroon, offset some gains. But why does this matter? The world is not on track for the Glasgow Leaders' Declaration, which was signed at COP26, that is the Conference of the Parties, by over 140 countries, representing 90% of the world's forests, to halt and reverse deforestation by 2030. Current loss rates are 70% higher than the Glasgow trajectory requires. What does this mean for the future? Key obstacles include agricultural expansion, such as palm oil, soy, beef, and cocoa, which still drive deforestation in Southeast Asia, the Amazon, and West Africa. Fire, both deliberate burning for land clearance and climate change-driven wildfire, is another major obstacle. Weak governance, including enforcement gaps and corruption in forest departments, is also a significant challenge. And here is something that surprises many students: commodity supply chains, with international demand driving local deforestation and forest risk commodities reaching EU, US, and China markets. Now, let us turn to India and forest cover. India's deforestation profile is distinct from tropical rainforest countries. India's forest cover is approximately 21.76% of its geographic area, according to the State of Forest Report 2023 by the FSI, that is the Forest Survey of India. India's target is to have 33% of its geographic area under forest or tree cover, as per the National Forest Policy 1988. It is worth pausing here to note that India is one of the few countries that has seen a net increase in tree cover, though environmentalists dispute the tree cover methodology, which distinguishes between plantations and natural forest. India's relevant commitments include its NDC target, that is its nationally determined contribution, to create an additional carbon sink of 2.5-3 billion tons of co-equivalent through additional forest and tree cover by 2030. India is a signatory to the Glasgow Leaders' Declaration, but with caveats on implementation constraints. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Resources Institute, or WRI, released its Global Forest Watch annual report with data for 2025. The report highlights that 4.3 million hectares of tropical primary forest are lost every year. This is equivalent to the area of Denmark, and the loss rate is 11 football fields per minute. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key institutions involved in forest management and the concepts of deforestation, carbon sink, and REDD+, that is reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, are all crucial for your mains examination. Remember this number, 4.3 million hectares, and note this carefully. The Glasgow Leaders' Declaration aims to halt deforestation by 2030. This is a favorite prelims fact. India's forest cover is approximately 21.76% of its geographic area. The National Forest Policy 1988 aims for 33% cover, and India's NDC target is to create an additional carbon sink of 2.5-3 billion tons of co-equivalent by 2030. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to understand the significance of primary tropical forests, the challenges in meeting the Glasgow Leaders' Declaration, and India's commitments and progress in forest conservation. With the alarming rate of deforestation and the importance of meeting global commitments, it is clear that forest conservation is a critical issue that requires immediate attention and action. The loss of tropical primary forests has severe consequences for the environment, biodiversity, and ecosystem services, making it essential to address the key obstacles and work towards a sustainable future.